The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Go see Nick in
Erling, Iowa.
What night?
Farm Hand Brewing Company on Friday night. 24th, 8 p.m.
Comedian friend of ours, Eddie Ift, is going to phone the program tomorrow. Eddie's at the Funny Bone this weekend. Nick's also going to be in the our T95 listing area.
Yeah, I'll be in Wichita at Barleycorn's Friday, October 1st, and the Hutchinson on Friday, October 22nd at the
Out of Hutchinson, Kansas, the
Hut. All right. When are you in Hut? I'm sorry, Craig.
Friday, October 22nd, yeah. The Red Shed.
So rude, Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does those live, by the way. Those Hutchinson things.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. You nail it every time.
I make it sound easy.
You do make it sound easy.
Right. It's very consistent, yeah. Too.
TNTRadioEmpire.com for the podcast. You want to hear that first podcast where Todd and I are just going, I'm pooping. How you doing? Oh, nothing.
I'm humming. I like this song.
I'm sorry.
Together, we're pooping and humming.
Pooping and humming in the morning.
The couple in the Jackass crew, Steve-O and Wee Man, were on Truth or Dab, where they had to tell the truth or eat hot wings drenched with hot sauce.
Oh, I thought they had a smoke dab.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
That's where I was going.
That would be more fun.
Steve-O's is sober.
Yeah. They were asked if there are any Jackass segments that are buried in a vault somewhere.
Oh, that's a great question.
Because executives never wanted them to see the light of day.
What would be too gross for Jackass? I mean,
I don't
think
know
about
if it's
it.
Gross. Oh. I don't necessarily get these.
Okay.
Or is it potential lawsuits?
I don't know. The first one is called Box Downstairs, involved Johnny Knoxville getting in a box with pillows around him. They taped it up, rolled it down a huge flight of cement stairs, and it was violent as hell, apparently, according to Steve-O.
Jesus. The box would have to break apart on the way down, sort of, and the pillows are going to fly away. That is dangerous.
It's cement.
Yeah. And also cement.
And that's just where this starts.
Okay.
How big a flight of stairs?
I've given you the information I have.
Okay. Just curious.
We'll find more.
I'll be back.
No.
Y'all carry on.
No.
Do it from there and talk while you're doing it.
No.
Yeah, I'll go look.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I don't mind. Another one, Johnny Knoxville shot himself with a .38 caliber Smith & Wesson handgun.
They probably don't want that out
there.
He
was wearing a bulletproof vest under his shirt, but even the cameraman wanted nothing to do with that one.
Yeah.
No.
I would not want to be around for that.
No.
And I don't get this one necessarily either. The third scene also involved Johnny when he said, I'm Johnny Knoxville and I'm going to get hit by a car real soon. A car just came flying. He went through the windshield, rolled over. And Steve-O said, they asked him, what were you thinking when you got hit by a car? His answer was, I wore two pairs of jeans so that I'd be safe.
Nothing else?
That's the answer that was given.
We saw a lot of the gross stuff. Yeah. I mean, Steve-O himself did the... Didn't he do a beer enema with a beer bong? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he grabs his ankles and they put a tube in his butthole and they pour beer in it. It goes down and started burning. I remember he got it. And then he just let it all fly out. That was in one of the movies.
It sounds like most of these were too dangerous. They didn't want people trying to emulate.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are violent.
But any of these were dangerous. That's what I mean. I mean, they're all dangerous to emulate.
Oh, I guarantee you, we're talking to a couple of guys who decided to put on a bulletproof vest and shoot each other.
Right, right.
That's like getting...
Well, no, we're talking to one guy.
Punched really hard.
We're not talking to a few who failed.
The guy that pulled the trigger, we're talking to.
And getting hit by a car, you're asking for the tibial plateau fracture
Yeah.
If you're lucky.
Tell me later.
Oh, speaking of which, was it last Monday night, Redskins Giants?
Yeah, that was the Thursday night game.
Thursday night, okay.
Yeah.
They wouldn't show. They carted a guy off the field, and they commented that, Joe Buck was on the call. Said, we're not even going to show you the injury. So, I got to find out.
Did you find it?
So, I zapped backwards, and the guy went down on his right knee, and, you know, he was bent down, and then his left knee had his left foot out in front of him. So his knee had folded completely forward.
Oh, no. Like you can do with, like, Barbie dolls or something like that.
That's a tibial plateau fracture and some more.
Oh.
Okay, here, I'm looking at the story here. This is Giants lineman Nick Gates.
He was a Husker.
Okay.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a still photo of it right here in this article, and
it is okay, man.
Horrible. But
he was smiling as they carted him off the field because he probably was in shock.
Right.
Yeah. His quote here that's quoted in the headline is, "I snapped that S in half." NFL star laughs off extent of horrific leg injury.
Yeah.
He might have been in shock like you were, Todd. Weren't you smiling?
Yeah, I was.
Down the hill
as
there?
They were loading me up in the ambulance.
And you weren't even high, right?
I was smiling and waving for the camera. Yeah.
Giving everybody the thumbs up.
Yeah, I gave the crowd the thumbs
up. But you had the helmet on, which made you even more stupid.
Yeah.
You get a helmet on, yeah. Helmets always look good.
I kept that on the whole time I was in the hospital. They said you should. They don't want you falling down and hurting yourself.
No, wear the helmet.
Yeah, this still photo of him. He's grabbing on like right at his knee, and then about halfway down his leg, it takes a violent angle that is not natural.
I'm not laughing.
Not natural.
Is that dude, I mean, you play for the Huskers. Is he a local dude? Where do you go to high school? Okay, man.
What's his name?
Nick Gates.
Yeah. You could commiserate with that guy, Todd. You hit a pole, he busts his leg up in the NFL game.
You can invite him to the Facebook group.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Born Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
This Jackass story, I'm just wondering how you put on two pairs of jeans.
One pair
one
is
at
bigger.
A time.
That would be difficult.
Just like
bigger,
your
wouldn't
legs.
It?
One pair is bigger. That's how you do
it. Yeah. That would be tough, though.
Skinny jeans and baggy jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One leg at a time.
Yeah. Or that, say. Too. Yeah. Yeah.
As they say.
Right. When is Jackass coming out, the movie? They push
it's
that
like
back.
Spring, February now. Spring now. Yeah.
Okay,
February, March, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
It just says broken tibia and fibula, so he might not have fractured the plateau.
Uh-oh.
Which makes a difference.
You're going to call him a pussy then?
There goes the invite.
No.
He just broke both legs in his bones
in
his leg.
Yeah, just that. Yeah.
February 4 is Jackass.
Cool.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah. I can't even watch those. Like nothing but trailers. You don't know when anything's coming.
No, you
out.
Don't. Mm-hmm. You don't. I want to. The Saints of Newark is the next one we're gonna all see.
And that's on HBO Max.
I know it is. I'll probably watch it on HBO Max. But I wouldn't mind seeing that in the theater because, you know, I pay attention more to theater.
Exactly.
I do.
Yeah.
And I know it's very rare I get to see a cool mob movie like that in a theater because it's just theaters are basically, you know, what are they? They're basically, you know, superhero movies anymore. So I might do that. I might go to the theater. Who wants to go to the movie with me? My wife won't want to see that. No.
I'll go.
Because it'll be, oh, you will?
Take I'm not doing anything.
Right. Take the boy. He's old enough.
Yeah, he didn't see The Sopranos, though.
Yeah, but he could maybe this starts him in, and then he can go home and binge the whole thing.
Yeah. Now, kids that age don't do that.
I just like to go watch a movie where I don't have to let the dogs out during it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that makes sense.
Just an uninterrupted movie. Right, it sounds incredible.
It's a date, Nick. And you play your cards right, you might even get some.
Hey.
That means you just show up.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, Nick, get your own bowl of popcorn.
Otherwise, it's not
a date. I fooled Puss three times on that.
If you're going to call it date night, and I've had this discussion more than once.
I know. We've done it on the air. You've done it with your wife, right?
Right.
Date night has to have sex.
There's got to be some action.
What did you do when you first started dating? You went out, you did your thing, and then you went home and you had sex.
Right.
Yep.
Date night always ended with sex.
See, Nick and I can't go home, so sex might have to happen in the theater.
Well, we'll have to go one of those places that has the reclining seats.
Yeah, of course you will.
I'll bring a blanket.
Just say, let's go out. But don't call it date night unless it's going to end that way.
Here's a problem with that, Nick. We're fairly recognizable, and if you start hearing us laugh together, they'll know it's you and me.
We've had that.
Oh, the laughter part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that happen to us before.
Private conversation. We're sitting somewhere, and you and I start laughing.
Right.
Yeah, you guys
and somebody will turn around. We actually had this happen at a basketball game. We were just sitting there laughing, you know, enjoying the ball game. Somebody turned around and said, "Boy, I feel like I'm listening to the radio."
That was it. Yeah. I forget where it was, but that was
it. It was at a Creighton game, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Stop laughing.
We say we apologize for that then.
Right. Because we're just sitting there having a good time like we do.
Yeah. Right.
You know, just laughing or whatever's going on. Ha, ha, ha. Look at that idiot.
And they can't change the station if they're sitting right in front of you.
Exactly. They're stuck.
No, they can't.
I'm guessing it was more like an uncensored podcast than a radio broadcast. Yeah.
Tyler and I were at a college baseball game. And I think we were yelling the football coach's name to take the pitcher out.
Right.
And the guy in front of us turns around and says, "Guys, I got to listen to this every morning. Can you give me a break?"
I remember that, too.
Right. We were riffing. So,
yeah, we apologize. I do remember that one, yeah.
That's funny. And Maryland.
My Maryland.
It looks like zebras are on the loose.
Well, they're indigenous to that area.
At least three zebras have been running wild the last few weeks near Upper Marlboro, Maryland, after five escaped from a private farm. Neighbors have been posting photos and videos online of the zebras in their backyard, but officials say the zebras are hard to catch.
Okay, once again, you're high, you look out in your backyard, you see a zebra. You know in your brain, that's not a zebra.
Right.
I'm really high.
Yes.
It's a zebra in your yard. And you gotta call somebody, "Dude, you're stoned." "Yes, I am." "But there's a zebra." Both can be true.
Apparently.
Can you domesticate the zebra?
I'm not aware of that.
Puss?
Gosh, you think you'd see footage of some cowboy
riding
the
zebra
in the corral breaking the zebra
last night.
But I've never seen that.
The high balls are on me. The best zebra joke ever. You ask me what the best zebra joke ever is, the high balls are on me.
That's a giraffe joke.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Not a zebra
You're
joke.
Right. You're right. I kept thinking giraffe in this bit, and I was totally wrong. That made it even weirder.
No, because the giraffe's balls are higher.
That's true, they are. Messed up that joke. Yeah.
You did.
That had to be tough for somebody. You'd be like, "Look, I know I'm on mushrooms, but there's also a zebra."
They should take them out to that.
Both could be true.
Yep.
Isn't there an island out there that has a bunch of wild horses?
Chincoteague?
That's Virginia.
No, it's in Maryland.
Assateague.
It's where the Rolling Stones
were. You have wild horses on the beach. It's pretty cool. Go there if you're getting that area. Yeah. Assateague Island outside of Ocean City, Maryland, right?
Emphasis on the ass.
It's really cool. You go to the beach and there's just horses running around. They're wild.
Right.
And you're just hanging out on your towel and horses are running
by? Well, it's not really a laying out beach, but it's a real beach. And you walk there and they're there. They just wild horses live on this island.
Right.
And you could walk around. They don't bug you. They
don't bug you.
Yeah. Yeah. Man.
I would be worried that
they live there.
There's pockets of wild Mustangs in Wyoming. Yeah. They don't bother you. You can see them, though. Just like when you go outside of Vegas, if you hike in the right area, you'll run into wild burros, who are just accustomed to humans. They'll walk up to you thinking you're going to give them some food.
Where can you actually run into a goat, Puss, when accidentally? Oh, there's a goat here.
Here and there.
It's no accident.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a goat.
Weird.
We have like gallons of goat milk in the house, and I keep forgetting to bring it for you. But I know you can get it wherever you want.
Oh, yeah.
But the puppies love the goat milk.
You always heard how he starts those stories. "So I was milking the goat last night."
So if you're running some goats, you have some extra. Fresh would be great.
These are the people I call my friends.
I don't know if you have to pasteurize that or not. Which means you
don't say pasteurized.
Set the gallon out.
Nick has no idea what that means.
Right, you just put the goat out in the pasture, according to Nick. That's pasteurized.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you just take the gallon of milk and go set it out in the middle of the field.
That's
it.
That
now it's pasteurized. Yeah.
That too.
What are the odds that that guy's last name is Pasture?
100%.
Pasture. Yeah.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, to be fair, in Wales, tourists have been warned against taking selfies with goats on cliffs.
Selfies with goats.
Oh, because a goat, you could fall off the cliff, right?
Yeah. They got reports of people putting themselves in danger to view the goats up close.
You keep looking.
Stop
back.
Looking at me after every can of sentence.
Every sentence he looks
A-hole.
Over.
So I'm wondering, you know, how much you care about the goats on the cliffs, the cliff goats.
None.
Save
the
goat.
Wild herd of about 122 Kashmiri goats spend most of their time on the cliffs of the county park and a nature reserve. They've been known to go into town during bad weather. And they went into town during the COVID thing, too, when the town was locked down. The goats just kind of started wandering.
Yeah.
Hey,
like it's our
where
time
is everybody?
Now.
Let's go. We got to run to the town.
Where y'all going?
Puss? The goats need some love, too.
They were looking for puss.
It's too bad that didn't stick to the tape. Y'all been thinking about that
did.
Guy.
No. You thought he was
the goats need
you
some
thought
love
he
too?
Said that. This is him.
Oh.
This is the clip.
Apparently, you want your goat milk raw.
Yeah.
The goats need some love, too.
Yeah. That's you thought it was funny. Actually him saying that live.
Yeah,
I know.
I did too. Yeah.
The goats need some love too. Yeah. Why would I say that live?
Well, you
oh, wait,
did.
I did.
Yeah.
Because you did.
I've been thinking about that guy who told me that his 98-year-old mom had listened to the show.
I love that.
I love, like, just picturing her at our kitchen table. We're talking about puss banging goats, and she's just like, yep.
Yeah.
There's puss again. Banging goats.
I love it because, you know what, I'm saying this, and I thought about her yesterday,
she's
too.
She's 98, and she's got some goat
she was
story.
98. She's gone now.
Yeah.
But I love the fact that she was
she knew a guy.
That old, and she's a dirty old broad, and I love that. I mean that in a compliment. I mean, she doesn't.
Right.
She grew up. Just because somebody's old doesn't mean they can't handle, you know, bawdy humor or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
And,
it doesn't
and
not
mean
offended.
It doesn't mean people have been telling dirty jokes since jokes were around.
98 doesn't mean uptight.
No, it does not mean
exactly.
Uptight. We know 30-year-olds are uptight. That chick was bitching about cornholes at the school board meeting the other day. She was like only 40, and she was worried about anal sex. I bet she's 98 loves the anal sex jokes, which she used to, you know. And that pussy does bag the goats. That's funny. Hey, bag the goats. That's part of the bit. I like that.
Then reaches in her house coat pocket, pulls out a used Kleenex to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what she didn't like is your old lady impersonation.
She's dead now.
She hated that.
That's how they sound. She didn't sound like us. Talk to an old. Speaking of old ladies, how about Japanese sisters, age 107, certified as the world's oldest identical twins.
Wow.
Do they both look like pieces of wood by now? How do you know they're identical at this point?
They're like Petrified Twins.
That's a good band name, the Petrified Twins. I don't know. I don't even have a picture of them, but they have to look like two wooden podiums. I mean, wooden, like, statues with the wrinkles all over them, don't you think?
Yes.
Have you got a picture?
I haven't. Because I saw the story and I passed on it.
The only reason I brought it, we're talking old people.
Right.
107-year-old Japanese sisters. World's oldest identical twins. I need some audio of that. You want to hear
it? No, I really don't. Not only do I not want to hear it, I'm asking you to please not play it.
And what does that usually do?
That's horrible.
One back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.